Okay, Soap. I'll see you later. I'm just heading back to my barracks. You too, mein Freund. You little tickling! Get off me! You are 5 feet tall. I don't know how tall that is in centimeters. I don't. My mind does not do conversions like that. Why must you insist on tackling me? It is like Calvin and Hobbes, except I am much taller, like the tiger. And you are much smaller, like a child. You are child-sized. You don't even come up to my nipples. That's how tiny you are. Time for training? What training? Ooh, ooh. Hey! No, stop, slow down. Hey! Ah. Your wrists are so tiny, they are like bird wrists in my hands. Don't try to fight me. Ah, no kicking my shins. That is unfair. No, you get down. You see how easy it is for me to pin you? I'm just holding both of your arms above your head like this, while I'm straddling you. Yeah? Oh, really? What are you going to do about it? Don't say that. That is inappropriate. I think some disciplinary measures can be put into place. How about, suspension from field tasks for a week? Yeah, that sounds good. Oh, I need to be harsher, hmm? Okay. Limited dessert rations. Yeah, because I am so strict. Oh, then what did you have in mind? Oh. Oh, really? You want me to do all that to you? That seems like an awful lot of work for me, just because you're the one who's misbehaving and pouncing on me like a tigrin. If I do this, will you stop ambushing me? All right. Time to put a naughty girl in her place. You are coming with me. Keep your arms behind your back the whole time. March, soldier. Good girl. All right, here we are. Someplace nice and private. Now, I know this isn't exactly a bedroom, but I think the comms office is nice and private. Why don't you go ahead and get those clothes off for me? You're the one who wanted this. Why are you being so shy now, Liebchen? Oh, you didn't think your colonel had this side in him? I am a man of many surprises. Oh, a hangnail. See? Like that. A hangnail is a surprise. Why are you laughing? Get undressed. Follow my orders. And you know what? Just for laughing, come here. Lay over my lap. Yeah? I bet you haven't had this happen to you in a while. Probably because no one is large enough to treat you like a little girl. But you are such a naughty girl. And naughty girls get spankings. Yeah? You are enjoying this too much. Stop moaning. Ah! You are so filthy. You cannot just say, harder, daddy. You are adding unnecessary... That is German for a word I cannot translate. Stop that. I said stop. No. Nein. You are enjoying this too much. Stop it. Oh, I cannot believe that spanking you is not a discipline. You are just moaning the whole time while your ass is turning beet red. Huh? My pants legs are getting wet. Oh, Katchen, don't tell me you got all wet from that. Oh, such a naughty girl. Getting turned on by being disciplined in such a way? Ah, well, I suppose it can't be helped. Stand up. Turn around. Put your hands on the desk. Good girl. I guess there's nothing to be done, really, but giving you what you want. Ah, you feel that? Going all the way up between those cheeks to your lower back. Do you see how fucking large I am? I don't think your teeny tiny frame can handle me. Oh, but you're certainly going to try, aren't you, Liebchen? That's right. Because you're going to be a good little soldier for Daddy. And you're going to enjoy every last inch of my cock. Ah, but I don't think I can give it to you just yet. Oh, you seem to be enjoying me hot-dogging your cheeks so much, but I don't think you want me in your pussy yet. You haven't made any kind of formal request. I want to hear you beg for it. I want to hear you plead for it. Ask your colonel to plow your tight, disobedient little pussy until you're coming your brains out. Such a good little soldier. I knew you could do it. You took so much of me in that first thrust. Were you training for me, mein Prinzessin? Oh, I bet you were. Oh, yeah. You're so small compared to me. Let me reach under and feel your belly. Fuck. I can feel my cock making your stomach bulge outwards while I wrap myself around you. Oh, fuck. Oh, good girl, moan for me. Moan for your colonel. Oh, beg me. Say please, fuck me harder. Ooh, yes. How can I refuse such a request? Ah, fuck. You like the feeling of my heavy balls clapping against your clit and your thighs? Fuck. I don't even need to restrain you. You're so obedient, you practically are begging to be used in my clutches. Oh, fuck. Yes, 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 yes. Yeah. Tighten yourself up. What do you mean by? Because I want to be able to thrust harder and have you feel it more. I know I'm stretching out every little fold. But you have to put in some effort too. That's right. Oh, that's my good little soldier. Oh, fuck. Oh, I can tell I'm reaching your deepest places. All the way to your womb. Your womb. Yeah?
Sorry, what did it sound like? Vroom? Vroom vroom. That's a car. Oh, sorry, I stopped.
Oh, fuck. You are so bad, making me get distracted. So naughty. For that, I'm going to come all over your ass. You're going to come for me, huh? Oh, you're going to come while I rub your clit and fuck your brains out? Fuck, yes, come for me. Come for me, come for me, come for me. Yeah, good girl. Hold still. Daddy's going to paint your ass with his cum. Oh, fuck. Oh, damn it. Oh, God. Oh. There. You're going to be my good girl and not pounce on me anymore, right? Good. Now get dressed and cleaned up. You still have drills to perform for today. And if I hear you did a good job, Daddy will reward you later. Good catching.